RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C office located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, and all those working at those fine companies, thank you so much for all of your help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community. Listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to meet and talk with some very interesting people, and I've made a lot of new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guests, I want to mention that if you want to view the website while listening to the program, you can visit FarkasClinic.com. That's FarkasClinic.com. You can also follow us live, as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. So I'm very happy to welcome my guests today, Marlene Cassis, the practice representative, and Dr. Frank Farkas, the clinical director and founder of the Farkas Chiropractic Clinic. Welcome to Job Talk.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate it. So before we talk about your business, I'd like to everyone get to know about your background. So please tell us about yourself, and let's begin with where are you from? Marlene, let's start with you.
I was born in New Jersey and grew up in St. Petersburg. Been here most of my life. Really enjoy living here. It's truly paradise. We're really blessed and spoiled to be living in such a wonderful city. Mm-hmm. It has so much to offer and beautiful weather.
And how did you happen to meet Dr. Farkas?
I met Dr. Farkas. I had just graduated with my bachelor's in health services administration and started seeking employment. And a recruiter that Dr. Farkas had put the ad that he was looking for somebody for this position as a practice representative. So I met Dr. Farkas through her.
That's great. And where'd you go to school?
I went to St. Pete College.
All right. It's a fine college, not too far from here.
No.
Right down the street, actually. That's great.
It's a great school.
And do you find like the kind of training you got there was really good to prepare you for this kind of work?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It really was. It gave you a broad spectrum of what to expect, and especially in the health services field, working with people and, you know, trying to, you see people at their worst and, you know, just trying to make a difference in their life. It really was nice.
Okay. Well, great. Dr. Farkas, talk to me about your background. Where are you from?
Well, I'm a cheesehead. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And even though I'm a Packer fan, I'm still a Bucks fan first. Let me get that off the right away. So everybody knows that. We moved here back when I was in high school. I went to Bishop Berry High School, which now is St. Pete Catholic. So I was 16. My family moved here. My mom and dad had some health issues, and so their doctor suggested that we come to a warmer place. And so that was my background coming to St. Pete. We moved down in August, actually, of all months. Everybody knows what's August like because we're in August right now. It is
a little hot.
A little hot is conservative, yes. But it was a great place. My father had bought a business down here, and you know, we've been here since. So other than my leaving for my schooling, again, going back up north, it's been a great ride.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me, I think you even had a Winnebago when you first came here. Tell us that story.
Well, this wasn't like wagon train or anything like that, but we had a nice-sized Winnebago that we took on vacations from Wisconsin. But when we came here, we didn't have a house. We had the business, but we didn't have the house yet. So we had four kids. I was the oldest at 16. We had two adults and a dog. And we lived in that Winnebago for 6 weeks. So I don't remember the days. I remember the moments. And, in fact, the KOA campground we stayed at was still up in up in Seminole and Bay Pines, but then we found a place, and it was an interesting story to talk about. But yeah, we got through it like everybody else.
And what was it really like back then here? It was different than it is now, correct?
Oh, it was very different. Yes, we had I think the population back then of Florida was like 7 million people, and now it's almost 20. So St. Pete was a kind of a small town, a sleepy town. We had an issue even when I was going through high school. A lot of my friends would go to school, go to college, and go somewhere else to get jobs. Now it's the opposite. People go to school and want to stay here or come back after a while. So mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of that.
We're seeing a lot of that. And it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's such a turnaround. There used to be actually grass or spaces of grass and woods between cities like St. Pete and Largo and Clearwater. Now it's just one big mass of humanity. Right. So that's changed a lot too. And it's all good. I mean, it's part of progress, and the secret's out. And we had some of the green benches, but they were torn out. Downtown was a ghost town. Mm-hmm. The Vinoy was shuttered up back then. Mm-hmm. When I moved here, everybody talks about the new pier and all the discussions about it. Well, they had a discussion back there when we moved down because they just opened up the pier that just got knocked down, and nobody liked it back then either. So.
Really? Okay. Well, nothing's changed in that regard then, that's
right.
For sure. Okay, good. And was the baseball team here yet?
No, we didn't have any baseball team. That had to come until 86. Or I should say we built the stadium in 86. They came a few years later. So, mm-hmm. But we had the vision, and, just like watching the movie, if you build it, they will come. That was the St. Pete vision, and some of my friends around city council back then were the ones that made that tough decision. But it was the right decision. And looking back, we all take it for granted now that Tropicana is there, baseball came because we had a place. So obviously, we had a lot of people that got us the team, but at least they had a place to stay tuned. And even back then, we also got the hockey team. They played hockey in the beginning there too. So
really,
it was a kind of big place for a hockey stadium, or hockey field. But it was the dome has gotten a lot of notoriety for a lot of different sports.
Well, that's great. Was the Lightning there?
Yes. Yeah. When they first started, they started out in on the fairgrounds. We really literally had bleachers out there, the fairgrounds. Then they came to the Trop for a few years while they were building their current arena.
Wow, that's great. And what a great arena that is, I'll tell you. So, also you had a political career back in the 90s.
Yes, I was, getting into practice. One thing I really enjoyed because I was had my own practice, so I was told, you got to get out and meet people. They're not going to come and knock on your door unless they know who you are. So I joined a lot of clubs. I was in the Rotary Club. I was in the JCs, St. Pete Downtown Rotary. I was the president. Got involved in the chamber, in their small business. And that's not because I'm vertically challenged. I really like small business. And so I was a chairman of that committee. And just really enjoyed the meeting people and seeing how diverse they were and why they were here, what they did. And it was just my version of networking. So we had a great time doing that, and it's been ongoing ever since. That's part of what I have to do.
Mm-hmm. And you were also, you had an impressive position up there. You were the chairman of the House Committee on Health Regulation. So what kind of legislation did you pass while you were there?
Well, I got into the legislative process. I guess I was like other people in the business community. I got frustrated. And after a while, I always tell myself, either if you're going to complain, at least do something about it. And so that's why I ran for office, and I was lucky enough to serve 8 terms. Because of my background, I was put in charge of a lot of healthcare issues. My proudest moment, I guess, was a big healthcare bill that we did, had to do with healthcare insurance. And Some of the stuff is still there right now. Some of the stuff obviously has changed and modified, but it's basically the same thing. We're trying to make sure that if you're healthy, you got a discount on your health insurance premiums, and if you were sick, well, you paid, you know, a little bit more. But it was an incentive to get people to get well and stay well. Unfortunately, that's changed now in the last several years, where everybody pays the same fee. But you know, I looked at insurance for healthcare like everything else, and the other kind of insurance that, you know, if you do the right things, you take care of yourself, take care of your car, your house, you'll get a discount. But we look at healthcare different. But that's, I could have a whole hour with you on that subject right then, Dean, another time.
Okay.
So, but my healthcare insurance bill was my one of my proudest moments.
And you're also the president of the Florida Chiropractors Association. So what does that association do?
Well, there's 3,000 doctors here in the state of Florida. It's one of the biggest state chiropractic associations in the country. And our whole goal was twofold. One is to keep our, like other associations, keep our members engaged with the current events, and obviously a lot of continuing education, keep us current with research. More importantly, it was the biggest part was on the legislative side, because if you're not part of the process, somebody is working against you. And so we spend a lot of time and effort making sure that the issues that were in Tallahassee in front of us protected our patients, the consumers, as well as helped us along the way, too, to make sure that we were protected.
Great. So, let's Dr. Farkas, let's talk about your practice. And Marlene, we'll get back to you on some of the other issues in a little bit. But to begin with, you know, when did you open your doors?
I graduated from chiropractic school from Davenport, Iowa in 1979. And so came straight down here with the car, my wife, and a U-Haul, and started practice with another doctor who was gracious enough to take me on. That worked great for about a year, and then I realized I kind of was looking for something else. And so we opened our own doors up on 9th Street. It's only about a few blocks from where we currently practice right now. Started with my wife as I was the doctor and did my deal, and she took care of everything else. And but I'll tell you right now, 37 years ago, things were simpler back then compared to what we do right now from a standpoint of the business side of any business. But she ran the office and took care of all the details, and I took care of the patients. And so we started with you know, two people, and right now we're at our current office. We have about 5,000 square feet. We have four doctors, a staff of 10, and we're you know, plugging away now.
So tell me about your team. You know, where did they? Can you tell me about their specialties and the kinds of experience that they have?
Sure. We have one doctor, Dr. Smith, who does a great job. He's also a guitar player, by the way. I'll let you know that
All right.
You need him. So
appreciate it.
But he comes with some specialties in personal injury, okay, from another clinics, because we do a lot of auto accidents. Although he sees a lot of other types of patients. He's an athlete. He's getting ready for the triathlon, so knows a lot about sports. We've got Dr. McLeod, who the female doctor, great practitioner. She does kind of a different technique in chiropractic. It's called Activator, a lighter touch for some people that maybe can't handle an osseous bone manipulation or adjustment. She does uses the Activator machine or technique. And it's very good for those patients that want something of a softer touch. And then my son, who just started about a year ago, he has a background in exercise science. And so he also has a lot of sports injury background. And, of course, living with me for all these years, or vice versa, has got my hopefully all my good habits.
Great. You have a massage therapist there, too?
We have a massage therapist in there. Amanda does a great job for all sorts of neuromuscular technique, different stretches. She's just got some magic hands, and she does, again, a great job for us. And it's hard work with massage. I mean, but she's young and energized and got a great system.
That's great. You know, I like that, you know, when people come into your clinic, you make it easy for them to fill out the forms online before they get in there. I think it shows a lot of respect for their time, quite frankly. So what happens once that's all done? So tell us about a patient's first visit and what they could expect.
Well, we realize I'm a real stickler for time. In fact, we make sure that patients are seen within a few minutes of their appointment. We make sure they're in and out on a timely basis. I've walked out of other offices when I have to wait too long, and I don't want patients walking out of mine. So I really am concerned about timeliness. Patient comes, hopefully they'll have, if they have the information filled out already, they can get online and printed, they bring it in, they get a tour of the office, they meet some of our staff so they have a comfort level. Then they sit right down with the doctor, and the doctor goes through a complete consultation of their issues and some of the other related problems or conditions they may have that are affecting their current problem. We do a complete examination, which includes chiropractic, neurologic, orthopedic, and we take x-rays if needed. Then after all that, we bring the patient back. We sit down on the follow-up visit, probably hopefully the next day, and we will go through a complete report of findings where we explain, first of all, what we found, and then we explain whether, you know, our biggest thing with them, with our patients, is that we want to make sure that if theirs is a chiropractic case, we can help them. And if it's not, get them to someone who can, so we're not wasting their time. And then we go through that report of findings, talk about what conservative care would be recommended for them, and then, you know, get them started.
That's great. And you also, I think one of the reasons you came here is that you wanted to focus on wellness in your patients. So can you define that? And what do you actually do to help people achieve that?
Sure. When I started practice and I thought I was big into wellness, and, you know, 37 years ago, you said I'm into wellness to a patient, and usually got that deer in the headlights look. You know, I'm not sure what that is. Nowadays, people still not sure what it all is, but they all want it, and that's a good thing. So they're looking for something better. Wellness is really more of a normalcy. You know, we don't think much of normal unless we hurt, then we realize that's not normal. Mm-hmm. So normal is kind of a homeostasis of the body, that everything, every function of the body is working at its optimal or normal level. And that goes on a lot of areas. And we can spend hours on talking about how sick people really are, or how they don't really maybe understand what health and wellness is. And so we go through that. We go through, you know, whether we can help them with their spine and nervous system, because the nervous system and chiropractic, that is the key. It runs everything from the brain to the spine to all of everything. Everything in our body is controlled by the nervous system. We may talk about their job that might be affecting them, maybe their stress levels, whether they work out or stretch enough, or the exercise. We talk about nutritional. We talk about other lifestyle habits, because we find most people, at least in our society in the United States, sit too much, don't eat right, have a lot more stress than ever, and don't know what to do about it all.
So if bodies aren't really designed to be still, how do you get people back to the good blood flow and digestion?
Well, it's you know, baby steps, okay? You know, if we develop bad habits, and, you know, people do have to work, and sometimes they have to sit in a chair all day long with very little options. So we want to make sure that they spend some time away from their job counteracting that. So they're doing things instead of going at home and then sitting in a chair again and sitting at, you know, and then going from there and sleeping, that they do some kind of stretching or some kind of movement. And honestly, this isn't rocket science. Our bodies are just designed for movement. Our blood flow, our digestion, everything is based on movement. So if we just get a patient to do some walking and some stretches, and quite honestly, for most people, if they just walked, they'd have a tremendous impact on their lives, okay? But it's, again, breaking up that part about we sit in the car, we drive to work, we sit you know, in our office, we sit when we get home, and then we go to bed at night. So we need to, again, some motion. And again, we find that patients that are really healthy in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s on up, it's because even if they weren't mobile before, they're mobile now, and that's the big secret.
That's great. You know, I haven't had a lot of experience with chiropractic treatments or anything. Even my experience is very limited. As a kid, I stepped awkwardly into a hole and had some difficulty breathing. And I went to a chiropractor, and he put his knee in my back and cracked it, and the next day I was actually feeling great. But I'm sure things have changed a lot since that kind of treatment. And so I'd like to have you tell us about some of the various conditions and treatments that you see and do today. Let's start with them. You mentioned on your website you do bursitis is an issue. So what do you do for people with that condition?
It's a joint pain. It depends if it's a joint pain based on lack of movement or injury or degeneration, and then we determine what the needs are. Again, most of it is, if it's related, there's nerve interference to that part of the body. We have to restore that. Just like you have to have power to a battery in your car, you can. That's the first thing you have to look for. And then once we get that functioning right, then we want to get stimulation of circulation, that either through stretches or massage or different types of therapies and modalities. The really key is to train people or teach people so that once we take care of their problem, they can manage it on their own. And so bursitis is very common, very classic, again, because of lack of movement.
Mm-hmm. And you treat carpal tunnel syndrome?
Carpal tunnel, again, another joint problem. That in that case, it's usually from overuse. I mean, right now, what do people do all day long? They're on their phones, they're texting with their thumbs and their wrists, or they're on a computer mouse. And so that kind of overuse or lack of extra movement is, again, a condition that that's very common to our in our country.
And so what do you do for fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia is a very complex condition, and you have to really look at the whole picture, what it is, because there's usually a lot of things that one overlays another. You can't exercise too much because that irritates it. Many times it's a lot of joint swelling, and so we try and find out what the patient's nutritional needs are. Again, we're looking at people that have inflammatory problems, and you have to address that first, because once you get inflammation down, then you can start getting the patients. Then they realize you're on the right track. If you try and exercise them and they hurt more, they're done. They're discouraged. And so it's a multi-step process. But I'll tell you, we get great results with patients with fibromyalgia in our office.
Yeah. And how about low back pain? Is that a common problem?
Study says over 80% of the population will have some kind of lower back injuries sometime in their lifetime. And that's something we see probably the most commonly is lower back. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to what we do. You know, as we evolve from our ancestors, you know, we were hunters, gatherers, farmers, and what do we do now? And in other countries, they're not as bad as us, but we just sit too much. So the chronic lower back problem is usually because we sit on an area that's not designed to be sat on.
I see. And what do you do for osteoporosis?
Osteoporosis is another one where lack of function. Some of the meds, especially the ones that they've taken off the market recently, actually had more side effects and did very little. What we find now is we get patients, again, some kind of a weight-bearing exercise, whether it's walking or whether it's some resistance exercises. Again, you have to determine where they're at and what their needs are at that time. But again, it's a multi-step process that includes chiropractic because, again, if you don't have the nerve stimulus into the joint or into the body part that's irritated, you're not really going to get the patient's not going to get the full benefit from the whole course of their treatment.
And do you see a lot of patients with sciatica?
Quite a few. Again, the sciatic nerve is the largest nerve in the body next to the spinal canal or spinal column. Again, from sitting, those butt muscles get tight, they get weakened, the core gets weak, and when the core gets weak, it can't hold you upright, then everything tends up to protect. So sciatica, again, is another condition. And I want to say that probably of the patients that we see, we accept as patients. The good news is, and it's a very exciting for me, is that not over 90% of our patients get completely resolved, you know, when they follow our directions and manage it correctly. So and another rewarding part about this is that, unlike maybe other kinds of practices, every patient that walks in our door always walks off feeling better. And you can't say that in every type of healthcare situation.
That's great. So what's scoliosis and what do you do for that?
Scoliosis is a curvature of the spine, usually a lateral curve or side curve. And some of it is you're born with. Women get it more than men. Some of it is injury-related, meaning if you fall and cause a vertebra to twist and if it's not corrected. So the moral of the story for that is, and you mentioned or we'll talk about seeing kids, if we can catch this early in life, let's say it's a functional or something they're born with or one that they had a fall and we detect and we can maybe not correct it completely, but we certainly can make sure that it's better than had they not had proper treatment. And it's, again, something we see very commonly.
So what's subluxation? I've never heard that before.
Well, subluxation, a vertebral subluxation is what we look for, and that's the determining factor if a patient is a chiropractic case. it's a misaligned vertebra, which occurs from trauma or stress. Okay, it's also the associated stuff that goes with that, muscle spasm, joint swelling. So it's and different changes in the tissue around there. So it's and there's usually nerve interference caused from that too, because the nerves become damaged or irritated and can't function to that particular part. So Vertebral subluxations we see in our office, that's what we look for. That's what we look to find and detect and correct. And once we do that, then everything restores to normal. We're basically trying to take a joint that's been injured and get it back to where it's injured and locked up, back to movement or motion.
Great. What's torticollis?
Torticollis is usually it's a stiffness of the neck. You can go to bed one night and wake up with it, and you can't turn it. It's stiff, or you can turn one way, not the other. And it's usually short term, meaning something that heals. If you do the right type of home therapies, you can treat it. But it's pretty painful when you can't turn in the car and can't turn your neck. And again, a common thing we see in our office.
And you mentioned you do see a lot of car accident folks. You know, do they have whiplash? Is that a common condition?
You know, they make cars now, which are really nice. The cars will buckle and absorb the shock. Unfortunately, our bodies are not built for that. So the whiplash is where the car stops moving, your body doesn't. And so it's just like, some people love going on roller coasters, which I'm not a big fan of, but that's another story. But that is something that is definitely responds great to chiropractic care. Because, again, the joint is injured. Okay, there's usually tearing involved with the soft tissue around it. And the sooner you get conservative care on that, the better. And again, here's the other point I want to make is that what we do in our office is that it's a natural, drugless profession. What we find in a lot of our patients, we see them as a last resort, although it's better now, meaning they've seen their medical doctor, they've seen a specialist, they've usually been put on opioids, which is or narcotics, which is like the common treatment now for pain or an injury. And if even we see them at the last resort, we can help them. But if we see them first, it's even better because they respond faster and quicker. And so there's a lot of great data, and that's the stuff we're trying to get to people about why, you know, if we see something we can't correct or fix, we have a lot of great doctors we refer to that are specialists in their field that when need arises, we send them.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see on your website that you treat pregnant women. So what issues do they have, and how can you help them through their pregnancy?
Well, it's like a guy that gets a big beer belly, except they only have it for 9 months, and it's developmental. As they become pregnant, their joints become more lax and loose. Because the birth canal has to get ready for the delivery. And so because of that, a lot of change, especially in their core, occurs. And if they have to sit a lot at work and then they can't do much exercise, it just worsens the problem, if you will. And the other thing is that we get a lot of referrals from obstetricians because you really don't want to give a pregnant female any kind of medication because of the potential harm it could do on the fetus. And so women respond great because, again, it's a natural drugless technique to restore normal nerve flow and get the actual vertebral or the spine in a proper position to move.
Great. My guests today are Marlene Cassis and Dr. Frank Farkas of the Farkas Chiropractic Clinic. Dr. Farkas, do you see patients with migraines? And you know, what do you do for them, and what kind of success rate do you have with that condition?
We see a lot of patients with migraines. Again, we have a great success rate because of the techniques we use for that. If it is something that is related to an injury or from either posture or say poor posture or injury or accident or stress.
That causes migraines, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yes, because the muscles tighten up and they start pulling on the back of the head and they start irritating the little nerves that the enter and exit. At the base of the spinal cord is where a huge junction of nerves enter and exit. And so if that is, again, the issue, where there's nerve interference in that section, we're the place you want to be. And again, the research shows it. It's not just me. I'm not bragging. I'm special. Chiropractic practice across the country, we do great with patients with headaches and migraine headaches in particular.
That's great. You know, one of my dearest friends has a Chiari malfunction, and she has migraines daily. You know, would she be a patient who could find successful treatment at your clinic? And how would you treat that condition?
Well, that's a good question, and I would love to have her come in. I hope she does when she's here. We'll, again, go through the routine that we do to determine if she is a chiropractic patient and if we can help her. And if we can, then she's going to get great results.
Have you ever seen that kind of condition, though, and treated that in the past?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay, great. And you mentioned that you do see a lot of children in your practice. So what kind of issues do you see them in kids like that?
They fall off their bike. They fall out of a tree. In my case, I got started chiropractic in my teens when I was in football. And, you know, we had practice. We had dummy practice or tackling practice, and I was the dummy. And so I got tackled and landed on my tailbone twice and had a fractured vertebra and it was hard to walk. And so I went to the chiropractor for that, and I was back on the field with a matter of weeks. And so without any pain. But it's a lot of other issues. We see kids with asthma. We see kids and all patients with asthma. We do great with asthma.
What do you do for that?
Well, again, it depends on what the condition is. If it's an inflammatory issue, if it's a neurologic issue, sometimes again it's a combination of things you have to do. But in most cases, again, nerve interference with specific area, lack of blood flow, lack of nerve flow, lack of muscle tonus, and when you combine those three things, here's the thing, and I tell people and my patients, you know, I don't take credit, I don't take blame either. The body itself, in most cases, can heal itself if you just give it a chance of doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. And kids, by the way, and we see, again, not just injuries, but although that's what happens, I mean, even goes back to the delivery. You know, we've had patients in infants that had colic or had the mother fell when she was pregnant. And so there was possible injuries, you know, as to the fetus. And so kids, because they're growing and they're constantly building new cells all the time, their rate of recovery is incredible. It's so rapid.
That's great. Now, I understand you also use laser therapy. It's kind of new type of therapy. So tell us about that.
For us, we do laser therapy for specific injuries, and our goal is for decreased inflammation and increased blood flow and the healing to a specific part, actually at the cell level. The reason laser is so neat is what the research have shown is that light therapy, which is laser, is by far the fastest and most efficient way of getting the body to start the healing process internally, letting the body do the healing. You know, massage is great, ultrasound is great, electric is great, infrared is great, all that stuff is great, okay? But again, the research shows that light therapy as laser is the one that's the fastest and most efficient.
Wow. And it's pretty new. How long has it been in practice or being able to be used?
They're using it, you know, my dentist uses it. There's different types of laser that I know they do it for skin and they do it for obviously for surgeries. Mm-hmm. So it's at just different levels. But we treat all sorts of mainly chronic conditions, degenerative conditions, sports injuries. So again, we're getting the body to stimulate healing at the most efficient way.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen a lot of patients in your career. You know, can you tell us, give us a couple of examples of some of the ones that your biggest success rates or success stories, if you will?
Well, the good news is we have a 90% success rate. So, yeah. I mean, there's quite a few. But the migraine one is a classic example of a patient that came in that couldn't even see, and after even just one visit, walked out the door feeling better. Now, it took more than that to get her to a point where she could function again. We just had one just the other day. A gentleman came in, and he basically looked like he walked in like an old man, and he wasn't, from a lower back injury. And again, walked out, you know, 50% better, and within a week was back to work. So we see a lot of those. We see I had a sciatic patient, a patient that couldn't even walk because of that, had one the other day with a knee problem. They thought it was the knee, and it wasn't. It was the back, and it was a sciatic type problem. And so obviously didn't have to go through the exploratory surgery for the knee. And you know, the best ones I see are the kids. Mm-hmm. Kids that have asthma, all of a sudden they can breathe now. Kids that have they're carrying the backpacks now to school, so they have upper back issues, but they respond so fast. And so all those symptoms, all those conditions you went through, we have success stories in every one of them, I could spend hours just on that.
Well, that's great. You know, we have a lot of tourists and people who live here part of the year, so do you see those patients who are visiting St. Pete? And, you know, would your clinic be a good place for them to come if they had an issue?
Well, the good news, we have lots of doctors in our office, and so we can, our goal is, as I said earlier, not just making the patients not wait, but to get them in hopefully the same day that they call. And we're really good about that because we know when you're in pain. And if you're on vacation and you're in pain, you don't want to have it ruin your vacation.
Right.
So we do, we love our tourists. We love when they spend money here, and we hope they'll stay longer. We want them to have a great time, and we want them their health to be, you know, at their optimal level so they can enjoy it. So, yes, we see, you know, tourists all the time in our office, you know, all day, every day.
great. You know, one part of your website that I really like is that symptom simulator. So if I was considering something, I could look at that and tell us about and then figure this and how it affects me a little bit. So how did that's a very interesting thing. Tell me how you came across that.
Well, most people, and again, a lot of great ideas out there, but patients many times relate a symptom to a certain location. And with the spine, that's not always the case, but at least it allows people to see that the spine has a direct correlation with a lot of symptoms. We see people with stomach or digestive problems that might have a problem in their mid-back or breathing problems, or they might have other issues in their neck that could be caused not just headaches, but arm pain, numbness, tingling down their arm. And so by using that simulator, it allows people to say, oh, if I have this problem, and some people tell me, hey, doc, and they point to their upper back and they point to a spot and say, I have a problem here because my arm's numb. So they already have, I won't say they've diagnosed themselves, but they're on the right track. At least they realize it may not be the arm, it may not be something, but it's going to be coming from the spine.
Yeah, I'd encourage everyone to take a look at that. It's really cool. I like it. My guests today are Marlene Cassis and Dr. Frank Farkas of the Farkas Chiropractic Clinic located here in St. Petersburg. And Marlene, you know, you've been there so quiet, and I appreciate you being here today. So I'd like to talk about your role at the clinic. And, you know, I believe I first met you at the community, at a community event downtown.
Yes, at the Business Expo.
Right. And those are the kinds of things that you attend quite often?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what do you do for the clinic?
I go out in the community and I promote health and wellness. We're trying to get everybody healthy out in the community. I do spinal screenings, and if I detect something wrong with a patient, I invite them in for a $20 donation, which goes to the Park Foundation.
It's a charity.
We will do a complete neurological exam and x-rays if necessary. And then the patient comes back for the report of findings. And so we are giving back to the community in more ways than one. We donate all the money to organizations like the Park. And Park is the current charity, which takes care of people from all ages with developmental disabilities. We're trying to return people to a healthy lifestyle and a quality of life.
Well, that's great. And we'll talk a little bit more about some events coming up in just a little bit. But right now, we just really have a time for a few more questions. So let's talk about jobs. It is called Job Talk. And, you know, in your case, you actually help people get back to work with the treatments you provide. And I think that's a really important thing to be able to do. So what are the most common work-related injuries you see? And tell us about how you can help remedy those folks.
A lot of it's ergonomic, and what I mean by that is postural things. If you're at a computer, how are you sitting there? Are you getting up enough time? Or if you're on a phone, or if you're at a computer, on a computer monitor, on a computer mouse or your keyboard. So it's a lot of overuse or repetitious type of activities. Mm-hmm. And so we work with that. We know that from an employee, you know, recidivism or absenteeism is a tough thing because sure. you want to be to work, and from an employer you want that person being there at 100%. You don't want them being there where they're not giving their full potential for that day. So again, through natural drugless means, we are able to help those patients return to work faster, and there's lots of documentation and research showing that, even on the workers' comp side. And more importantly, making sure that not only when they're going to be there, they're going to be there at their full level.
That's great. And so do you have any current openings, either full-time or internships? And what would you be looking for there?
Well, we're always looking for new people, and we're also hiring people. I'm looking for an x-ray tech in the coming months that can also do some physical therapy and rehab. We're looking to expand our office. We're going to do some more rehab in the office with some of our patients. We've got the space for it, so that's our next step of growth. To make sure that the patient gets the full benefit of not just the chiropractic, what we can do, but also the rehabilitation side too, to make sure they hold their adjustments longer and know how to manage that. Yes, we are always looking for great people and you know that are want to be part of a not just a great organization. I think we have a great office, but also they're there for the right reason, and that's to help people.
That's wonderful. And so, Dr. Farkas, when you do have an opening regarding this area of St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay in general, what do you think of the talent pool and the ability to attract talent?
There's lots of talent. And, you know, as the older I get, you know, obviously that means there's more younger people here. But the younger people have got some incredible skills, and that's what's so exciting. And the IT skills they've got, the computer skills, that the social media skills, and anything else that you know, we certainly teach them. But they come with a you know a great package already. And again, what we do is very specialized in our area of healthcare. But again, it's all about making sure people have you know good personalities, and, you know, like other people, and are going to be a good ambassador for our practice.
Great. And that brings us to the interview tip of the week, brought to you again this week by Fit Room Express. If you're an employer wanting to create a healthy environment for your employees, have a Fit Room installed in your office today, you can contact Pete at thefitroomexpress.com. So if somebody wants to apply for a position at your company, you know, what one piece of advice would you give them? Marlene, what would you say?
I would tell them to be themselves, to be themselves, and to ask questions, and definitely be informed.
Okay. And Dr. Farkas, what do you look for in somebody that's looking for a position?
Well, first of all, I like people that do stop in. You know, we get resumes online, and that's great, but you don't know who that is, what they look like. I like resumes that are clean and neat, and that actually have done spell checks, so there's not mistakes there. And we also like follow-up. If you come in one time and we know you're interested and you and make a second call, that kind of triggers in me that this person is really interested in working for us. And so, you know, that kind of goes to the top of the list.
Great. And let's talk about some upcoming events. Marlene, what do you have coming up here in the future?
I do many events in the community as far as like community health fairs and job fairs. We are hosting a ladies' night at our office at Farkas Chiropractic Clinic and in St. Petersburg. And it's going to be on September the 22nd, Thursday, from 6 to 9 p.m. We are all the proceeds that evening will benefit My Hope Chest, which is helping uninsured breast cancer survivors afford breast cancer reconstruction surgery. So we're excited about that event.
When is that again?
That's going to take place September 22nd, Thursday evening, 6 to 9 p.m.
Wonderful. Any other events coming up?
We're planning many more to come as well. I'm always at an event, whether it could be 2-3 times a week, sometimes on the weekend. They can look us up on Facebook and like us on Facebook if they would please. And they can see our events there and our updated information.
Great. You do that pretty much weekly? You update those events?
Pretty much daily.
Oh, wonderful.
But the ladies' night out, I want to just put a little shout out to that because it's such a big event. It's going to be, you know, unlike a men's night out, we know we like cigars and maybe things like that. Well, there's going to be all sorts. There's going to be not just food. There's going to be special. There'll be other vendors there. They're going to that do the kind of things, massage therapy and nails and skin and things like that. That again, it's for our community to have them come in and actually have an enjoyable time that and to mingle with the people that live in our community. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If I was a female, I'd want to go. Like a lot of our male patients want to go, but we're not going to allow them. It's just okay. For the female members of the community.
Okay. Well, now it's time for some shout-outs. So do you have anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to? Marley, we'll start with you.
I'd love to give a shout-out to my nieces, Leah, Juliana, and Ariana.
Wonderful. Dr. Farkas.
I have just a great staff. I'm so fortunate, so lucky, not just my doctors, but my office manager, Stacy, and my front desk people, the ones that are, you know, before people see me or see my doctors, their first impression is that person answers the phone or that meets me at the front desk. And Kira and Alice are just awesome. So we're very lucky to have them, and I'm very proud of them.
Great. You know, at this time in the interview, I like to get my guest's opinion on the area for those listeners considering new locations for their family or their business. So what would you say to the leaders of a company considering a new home for their business? Would you recommend St. Pete and the Tampa Bay area in general? Marlene, what's your opinion on that?
I definitely would recommend the area. It has so much to offer, quality of life and a balance of life to be able to do things as far as our weather goes. It stays lighter out later in the evening.
Mm-hmm. And it's really nice in the winter, that's for sure. That's for darn sure. And Dr. Farkas, what do you say to that?
Well, first, quickly, my first story. I came back from Iowa, back to Florida, because the one winter I was in Davenport, the first winter, it never got above zero for a whole month. In fact, the coldest it was 74 below. And not remembering that, but sitting in my little Toyota Celica car and realizing I was sitting on a block of ice, that kind of made my decision to come to Florida from the Midwest. But I have some friends, and one friend in particular, who grew up in California, was actually coming back from a job in Australia, and he and his wife decided they wanted to go someplace. They wanted to find out where they lived first, a good place to live, and then they'll find the job later. And so they went from Connecticut to Florida, and they were going to small cities or different sized cities. And you don't just drive through a town and think you like it. And of the 20 places they looked at between Connecticut and Florida, they picked St. Pete. And now they love it. They live in Old Northeast. They found a job, of course, quite easily, by the way, in their level where they wanted to be in their specialty. And I hear that story a lot more now.
That's great. And so, you know, if somebody wants to make an appointment and learn more about the Farkas Chiropractic Clinic, how can they do that?
Well, they can call our number, 727-823-3151, and use the old-fashioned phone. Or they can ask to go on our website, farkasclinic.com. The number's there. They can even make the appointment online if they like. And again, the paperwork can be done online. We try and make it as simple as possible. And again, we work really hard to make sure we get our patients in within a day.
That's great. So listen, I really want to thank you both for being here today. It's very informative, and I wish you continued success with your business and hope you'll come back again and keep us informed of news and updates and new events all the time. So again, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. And you've been listening to my guests today, Marlene Cassis and Dr. Frank Farkas of the Farkas Chiropractic Clinic located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg, Florida. So check out the website at farkasclinic.com. That's F-A-R-K-A-S, clinic.com. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. Our friends at ICOR will be having their inaugural charity golf event on November 9th. It will benefit the American Red Cross, American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and Junior Achievement. The event will be held at the Vonoy Renaissance Resort and Golf Club located at 600 Snell Island Boulevard in downtown St. Petersburg. So for more information on how to become a bronze, silver, gold, or platinum golf sponsor or a non-golf sponsor, check out the website at icorcharitygolf.com. That's I-Q-O-R, charitygolf.com. I also want to thank Trish for the invitation to MC the event. I'm going to be the host, and it's a great honor, and I'm really looking forward to it. So it's going to be a fun event, and that will help a lot of people, and I hope to see all of you golfers there. And our friends at Action Coach Tampa Bay have a free training session this Friday, August 26th, called Only You Can Stop the Leak Systems Training. Systems Training stands for Save Yourself Time, Energy, and Money. It'll help you create a system every week, and eventually you won't have to work. Your business will work for you. So for more information, go to their website at actioncoachtampabay.com. And the Island Reporter reminds us of an event this Friday at another Job Talk alumni, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. They're having a burger and beer bash from noon to 7 p.m. So some of the greatest local bands will be there, including the Black Honkies, plus a full lineup of local and out-of-town food trucks. Sounds like a lot of fun. And Ferg's is located at 1320 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. That's this Friday, August 26th, from noon to 7 p.m. And now it's time for my shout-outs. My first shout-outs go to Cindy and Lynn in Michigan. I'm so lucky to have you as friends, and thank you for all of you've done and all of your effort. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in a couple of months. And to my friend Jerry, it'll be good to catch up with you next week. And to my guest in next week, which will be Addie Halvey, the CEO and co-founder of TMI Blends, a loose-leaf tea company located here in Clearwater. That should be a very interesting interview. And I hope you'll take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all of the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and new shows are in production too. You can also listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll find some really interesting and fun podcasts there too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to the program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter at Job Talk Host. I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey Cat, Joe Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, If you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.